What's up, y'all?
Okay. Please tell us your name and where you're from.
My name is Huntley. I'm 33, and I'm from Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Yeah, baby.
All right, here we go. Good morning. You know, I'm a firm believer that everybody on this planet has a very special gift to offer. And our next guest, his gift is blowing the absolute roof off of any venue he's in when he sings. And if there's not a roof, then by God, he stomps the mud out of it with his loud, soulful, booming voice. I'm talking about none other than The Voice Season 24 contestant and resident of Fredericksburg, Virginia. Huntley, he joins us right now. My man, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us. Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me, man. I appreciate it, bro.
So Season 24 of The Voice, you go on there, blind audition, my man, and you get four chair turns. John Legend, Reba McEntire, Gwen Stefani, Niall Horan, all turning their chairs around for you, man. And this has a lot of people, after your performance, has a lot of people asking, where has this guy been all of my life? Where have you been, my friend?
I've been here. You know, I've been following this dream, and I've been very, very local here in Fredericksburg, not only as a musician, but also doing a lot of venues as a booking agent. And I really have a lot of love for this town. So the amount of support that I've gotten after this blind audition is just amazing.
Yeah, man, the people absolutely love them some Huntley. And you've got The Voice coaches, four musical icons turning their chairs around super quick for you, wanting you on their team. And you ultimately end up choosing Niall to be your coach. What does something like that do to your confidence level? That's got to feel good.
Well, I just know that, you know, I was just been waiting for opportunity and just waiting for that chance, you know, to show the world what I got. And I also know that it comes not only from the, you know, grace of God, but also a lot of luck. So to have the opportunity and to capitalize on it while my daughter was there was just very, very important to me. And to see all the coaches turn around so fast, I couldn't help but crack a smile and just let loose and have fun on stage. That's really the one place that I feel like I could be myself.
And you just mentioned your daughter, Stella, and she was there with you. And one of the best moments was when you had her come on the stage with you. And did she kind of help you pick out Niall? How did that happen? Because you whispered in her ear. Can you share with us what you said?
Yeah, definitely. So a week leading up to the audition, I had a dream that my daughter came up on stage and she chose the coach that I was going to go with. And then the day before, my daughter kept on saying how much she liked Niall's eyes. And I was like, oh man, I got this weird feeling in my stomach. So I just started researching him and being like, man, this guy is pretty cool. But then I was like, but Reba McEntire? I was like, John Legend, Gwen Stefani. I mean, these are people that I grew up idolizing. So it was an amazing opportunity, you know, just to get one chair turn. So to have four and to have to choose beside them, I thought it would be easier to give it to my daughter. No, I'm just kidding. But so when she got up there, she walked up and she right away was like, when I asked her who, she goes, Niall. And I said, no, I want you to take a second and just look at all the judges and say, and remember all the nice things they said about daddy. And I want you to say from your heart who you think I should go with. And then she said Niall, and I'm not gonna lie, he's just been the most genuine person, and he's a really great guy even off camera, so I think she did an amazing job.
She definitely kind of stole the show, and I think you even told us she's been signing autographs at Wawa, is that right?
Yes. Yesterday we were on the way to school, she was on the way for a school field trip, and we had to stop in Wawa to get a bag of lunch, and she basically was signing autographs on the way out, which is amazing. She was
like,
small smiles.
Who's this guy? We wanted Stella's autographs.
Yes. And that's, you know, and to me, that's what it's all about. I've been chasing this dream even before my children were born. And now it hasn't been about me for the last 7 years. And, you know, my daughter Stella and my son Michael are everything to me. So for Stella to be there and, you know, Michael in spirit, it was just really an amazing opportunity for us to have this moment together.
Huntley from Fredericksburg and a contestant on Season 24 of The Voice is with us right now if you're just joining us. Just out of curiosity, man, what was your holy cow, this is actually happening moment when it comes to being on the show and getting those chair turns?
I think that, like, I didn't know if it was real or if it was a dream until I pulled through the back entrance to Universal and I saw the Harry Potter castle just sitting there. And I was like, all right. there's Jimmy Fallon, there's AGT, and there is The Voice. I was like, let's go, baby. And it's a very blessed experience. I just can't be nothing but grateful.
And we love that you're representing Fredericksburg, and Fredericksburg loves you. I mean, everyone in town is just backing you so much, rooting for you. And
yeah, let's talk about the community for a minute, because they are showing up and they're showing out for you, my man. They are, I've seen so much togetherness and excitement in this community since your blind audition aired. And these people are showing up to see you in Huntley t-shirts. You're taking pictures. You're signing autographs. Let's talk about what it means to you to have a community like this behind you, no matter how far you go. Man. They've got your back. How does that feel? And what would you say to them?
It means the world to me. And I just really want all the positive energy that's been coming out of this just to like spread, like pay it forward. You see a kid on the side of the road in downtown Fredericksburg playing his heart out just to get started. Like, throw that kid a couple bucks in there. He's following a dream. You see, you know, your own kids, you know, trying to follow their own dreams, like be supportive of it. And to see all the positive energy and how supportive everybody has been of me, I want them to push that into the community too and be supportive of everything that's going on here.
One thing I do want to say about the community, you now have the Huntley Burger at a local establishment. Rango's, I believe. You've got the Huntley coffee drink at Italian Station. And what, don't you have another? You have the Huntley platter?
Yeah, they have the Huntley platter at Billiken Smokehouse.
There you go.
I mean, come on, dude. You've got food and beverages named after you.
By the way. Yeah, it's been insane. Yeah, and I think Cheeky's downtown is coming up with a cocktail for me, so we'll see.
Yeah, I love it.
Listen, Huntley, we are so thankful to have you here and to represent Fredericksburg, Virginia, and now the whole dang country, my man, and everybody's on board the Huntley train, including us. We're going to be rooting for you the whole way, and we cannot wait to see where this journey leads you. Again, thank you so much for dropping in this morning, man, and best of luck to you, okay?
Thank you so much, man, and hey, Fredericksburg, Virginia, two up, two down. Let's go, guys. Come on, let's stay together.